Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 91, Following the Cosmic Laws.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, we are just entering into an even more exciting time over the next few months. As Saturn has now gone retrograde into Capricorn, back into its own sign. Saturn, limitation, restriction, foundation, learning, teaching, Capricorn, structure, institutions, corporations. And what we're seeing, because Pluto and Jupiter are there, every institution, every corporation is going through change, as I've described before. But Saturn going back into Capricorn is very much about whose authority are we following? Who's the authority? And as I'm listening here in the US, as people are saying, you know, where are the leaders? Where are the authorities? Where are the people who are going to do this? The message is, we are the people who are going to do this. We are the authority. And so somebody might say, well, wonderful, I'm going to tell everybody what to do. No, no, no. This is not authority over. This is authority into. This is a time for accountability. So we are not looking to have new leaders externally. We're looking to become inner leaders, inner guides, inner authorities. And this is the cosmic law. So what we see outside us, the law of correspondence, is also what we see inside us. Everything that we're seeing has many different levels of awareness. So what we also may see as scary, we're also asking ourselves, did we create this? Or was this created by our higher self? Or is it just something happening out in the world? And I'm wanting to put across the idea that nothing is happening just by chance. Whether you believe in astrology, whether you believe in such awareness, such patterns, such a cosmic fractal energy, I'm going to suggest that we could look at astrology, we could look at numerology, we could look at anything, and it's reflecting that same energy of Saturn in Capricorn. Are we ready to take back our power, not from a sense of being power over someone, but why did we ever give our power away? Are we ready to live with our own authority and in doing that, become accountable for the words, thoughts, and actions that we put out into the world? So if you would come with me and we would just expand ourselves and go and sit on a star millions of miles out. What's happening now and what's been happening since 2012 is all the controls that have been guiding humanity and let's say everything else on this planet, but let's just talk about humanity, they've been lifted. So when we talk about the veils being lifted, imagine that it's like as a parent that you have certain rules that you create in order to create a harmonic household and to help guide your children and saying these are some rules that will really benefit you. But that when that child leaves home, you're really saying, okay, over to you. I've given you the best I can. I've given you a decent understanding of what it is to be a human being. Off you go. And that's what's happening to us. The rules were set and we've been living under them. But now, whether we're a teenager leaving home or whether we're even a five-year-old going to school for the first time, our parental star beings are saying, okay, we've given you the best we can. Off you go. And now that is happening. It's happening because our higher self, again, I don't necessarily want to say some other force is doing this, but our higher self is saying, can we live according to cosmic laws? Can we live according to the very decency laws of humanity and become expanded as spiritual beings. In other words, if we're sitting out there on the star looking down at humanity and saying, is humanity at this present time ready to take the next step to becoming more multidimensional, more expanded as spiritual human beings? Is humanity ready to go to the next school? Is it ready to go to the next class? I mean, I don't want to put it in a learning phrase, but are we ready to join the next level of spiritual evolution? And I got to say, I'm looking down at humanity and including myself at this time. I don't know if we're ready. I don't know whether or not we are going to actually connect to a higher, greater level of community living as spiritual beings, or we're just going to continue to do that what we've done for thousands of years and really not respect each other in a way that we could. And just saying that, when I look back 8,000 years ago, when I look at the Great Mother that was found in Kalkahuk in Turkey, when they found this image of her, there were no weapons around her, there were no sacrifices. In fact, when I study different forms of indigenous beings and also ancient mythology, most of that only came around 900 BC to about 3,000 years. So it feels that we've become more barbaric in the last 3,000 years than we were thousands and thousands of years ago. We seem to live in harmony much more in these ancient times. We know that, for instance, that cities were built in harmony with the environment. You wouldn't build more than the environment could adapt to. In other words, if you only had a limited amount of water, you wouldn't build more houses that could deal with than the water could give, or the sewerage, etc. But we don't care about any of that. We're out of harmony with our environment, and we're out of harmony with ourselves. And I think we have been for maybe the last 3,000 years. So if we're being looked at, okay, we've taken away the rules, now let's see what humanity is going to do, we're at a really important part. If you remember going to college or maybe leaving home for the first time, maybe you did go and spend your money or maybe get a little drunk or do things that you realize, well, that's not going to last this money very long if I keep doing that. And you settle down. And it feels that that's what we're doing. We're in this point of, whoa, look, I've got freedom. I don't have anybody telling me what to do. I don't need a police force. I don't need people to tell me what to do. I haven't got any leaders who are doing that. But the question is going to be, are we as a group going to be able to come together and say, can we spend wisely? Can we find a way that doesn't cause more damage, more destruction than where we are now? Can we live and mature into these accountable human beings who say anything that I think or do is going to have an effect on the people around me? And we're all as bad as that. You know, we have thoughts that maybe not always the most pleasant, but, oh, I'm having a thought, so it doesn't matter because nobody's going to hear it. Well, yes, our thoughts are causing our environment. They are affecting our reality. And this is the law of correspondence. That's which you put out, which what you think is indeed creating a change. And maybe there's a part of us that doesn't care. Well, what the heck? I can have that thought. No, in this day and age, what we do, what we think is going to have an impact on us because we're no longer separate. And so these cosmic laws, they're not laws that are telling us not what to do. They're just saying, this is the way it works, just as you would to a child. Hey, you do that, this is what the consequences are. That's what it's about. It's not about punishment. It's about, okay, ready for the consequences? That's all the cosmic laws are about. They're not about blame and shaming. They're about consequences. And at the moment, we're looking for other people to tell us what to do. And of course, in a lot of debates about if you're a good citizen, you will do this and this. That's not a way of controlling. If we're controlling through fear and we're living through fear, we will always create more fear. So fear creates more fear. Anger creates more anger. That's the law of attraction. That which we put out, we bring back. And so these cosmic laws, just to speak about them, the law of unity, which means we're all connected. We're not only connected to each other, we're connected to every other thing that lives on this planet. We're connected to the planet itself. If we go out into the world and we see, when we're feeling miserable, we're going to see miserable. If we go out with a joyful heart, we see joy. Everything that we are going to manifest is going to affect everything around the world and throughout the cosmos. And so this degree of believing that we're not connected, and it's really becoming more pertinent because we're now starting to accept there are other civilizations living out into the universe. We're hearing more and more about ETs. But basically, we need to understand that because we're not alone, we're also influencing them. And they are not too pleased when we are trying to change the way in which the cosmos lives together. How do we live together? Not following the same rules, but by being unique, but not causing chaos outside our own environment. That's maybe difficult for us to understand. But thousands of years ago, 18,000 years ago, we did have access to all these multidimensional levels. We were allowed to connect to all the different individuals who live around the world and around the universe. But we had two problems. We wouldn't be accountable for what we created, and we wanted to own what we didn't possess, that wasn't available to us. And we were shut off from that. And these two laws are the ones that are really standing out at the moment. The law of karma, which is to take something that doesn't belong to us. In other words, time to give back what doesn't belong to us, time to not steal from others, whether it's power or their life or their energy. I mean, there's a lot of stealing of power at the moment, shaming people, making them frightened, and being accountable. Okay, you do that, there's going to be consequences. Well, I'm accountable in a good way, by which I'm saying is the more accountable I am for who I am, the less fearful I am, because there's nothing that, if I'm accountable for all that I am and for what I do, then that takes away the influence of other people on my life. I hope this is making sense. So we have the law of unity. We're all connected. There's nothing we do that doesn't affect someone else. We have the law of correspondence, which is as below, so above, as above, so below. That's the real meaning, not just the one as above, so below. So it means that, again, whatever I do is going to have an influence outside me and vice versa. We are bringing heaven onto earth, and earth is influencing the cosmos. And what we're needing to understand is that our entry into that higher level of spiritual awareness is dependent on our ability to be accountable for what we're putting out there. Does that make sense? That ability to understand that connectivity. The law of attraction. We're always going to create our reality. In other words, we came into this world with a blueprint of our perfect state, just as we might have the lid of a jigsaw. But we had 1,000 pieces of jigsaw and we don't know how to put them together. So what we do is we listen to our intuition, our heart, our third eye, and we follow our intuition to meet the parts of ourselves, with parts of the jigsaw that need to come back to our heart. And as I've said, if we feel emotionally stirred up by something, positively or negatively, it's a part of us waiting integration. The problem with the law of attraction, it is also dependent on what level we're attracting. So if I have strong beliefs that, well, nothing ever good happens to me, or I don't get the job I want, or nobody wants to love me, I'm not lovable, that's what's going to, we're going to attract, because those beliefs are so strong. So when we listen to our heart and we listen to our third eye, which doesn't have, isn't influenced by those beliefs, we can bypass those beliefs and we can expand spiritually. But when we're stuck in a circle of beliefs that actually limit us, nothing grows. And they are another set of rules that Saturn is looking at. Saturn is saying, okay, I'm taking away the rules. I'm saying, okay, you're on your own. But what rules as individuals are we carrying that are still boxing us in? And they all come from the head, they come from the throat chakra. When I'm speaking with someone and they say, yes, but you don't understand, I've never been loved, or, well, tell me six ways I can be loved. Lots of questions, lots of excuses, all throat chakra, saying, you cannot make me let go of this belief system I have. And frankly, I don't want to. If it's your belief, you keep it. Again, I have no interest in your karma. That's your story, your way of being. But I'm going to say is, at this time, we are being given such a freedom. Again, off you go. Enjoy life. There's no limits on what you can do, except for be accountable for what you do and don't own something that doesn't belong to you. That's it. Go for it. But oh no, I've got to stay inside this box. This is the box I know. That's what Saturn in Capricorn is saying is, there are no leaders out there that are going to fix your problem. There is nothing out there. There are. That's why the knowledge of the virus is so out there, but nobody knows what's happening, because there is no way of knowing. It's like we're left in the moment of not knowingness, but that's powerful. That's saying freedom, freedom to create whatever you want, as long as you're accountable for it and as long as you don't take something that doesn't belong to you. So what beliefs are we still carrying as our baggage that we are seeking? And it might be that we use a lot of excuses or questions, or we're looking for approval all the time. Again, someone else is telling us we're okay. So when there's that energy, or I have to follow the tribal way, I'm just talking about the base chakra, the tribal way, I have to follow the rules, and I mustn't step outside, or the solar plexus, I need lots of approval, or the throat chakra, I have questions and excuses. So when we're doing that, we are stuck behind some beliefs and rules that Saturn is saying, you're not in your power. Come back into your power. So when I see people being aggressive or assertive or blaming or shaming, that's not a power. They're not powerful. Your power, it comes when you own everything, when you're accountable, when you don't have to hide anything. When we have to use a physical power, a verbal power to put other people down, that's throat, that's solar plexus, it means we're pretty fearful. And we're pretty inadequate. That's not power. So what's happening is authority, power. Saturn is saying, take back your power, take back your authority, but not to use that power against, but to use that power to express who you are, to use it as a force of expansion. That makes sense? So changing our thoughts, our beliefs, as I've mentioned before, doesn't work through affirmations and prayers. All we do is really confirm what we want. Einstein's theory, you can't change something on the level it was created. So if I just say, oh, I'm a really nice person, but inside me, I don't believe it, nothing's going to change. We have to change in those two different ways. One is letting our body believe that we are lovable. Whoa, I'm lovable, dancing it, walking it, feeling what it that I'm already in a lovable space, or I'm already in a lovable relationship, feeling it in our body, not in our head. Then our brain gets the idea that maybe we're going to live a different way. Or the other way is to go into our inspiration. I try to stay away from spiritual inspiration, which is, when are we in a place of pure joy, where we have no sense of any rules around us, but we only have a sense of deep connection, deep oneness. When we're in that space, we're following those cosmic rules. When we know that there is nothing that stops us being all that we are, as long as we understand that everything we are is connected to everyone else. We're in that oneness. And I could say it's like, I remember sitting on the beach watching a sunset in Southern California, just in awe, but in awe not because of the sunset, but my connection to that sunset and my connection to the people around me who were enjoying it. Or watching a rainbow when everybody's suddenly taken away from their phones and their iPads and they go, oh, wow, well, isn't that a rainbow? That sense of oneness, that divine connection, that divine respect, that divine humanity coming together. And then it might be when I see the eye of my dolphin and I just know that I'm seen, I'm known, I'm not judged. I just am me. So I hope you have a moment where, or some memory which you can bring to mind that just brings you back in alignment to that law of oneness, that law of I'm connected, I'm loved. Everything is available to me. That is the way of changing the mindset. Not by our thinking, not by doing more self-reflection. It's this, I cannot allow my mind to be the ruler, the Saturn in Capricorn that is defining who I am. Because it's a limited record. It's a past state. It isn't where I want to be. So coming back into resonance with ourselves. So we have a few months of this. It may feel very chaotic as old structures are being pulled down, but recognize that there is always another side to everything. As maybe here in the US, there are groups who are trying to get rid of history, which I'm not necessarily accepting is appropriate, but what it is allowing us to do is to go deeper into who we truly are. So it isn't going to take away history. It's allowing us to go deeper into our history. When we feel locked down because of the virus, it's actually allowing us to go deeper into ourselves. When we're seeing that there are groups who do not respect other humans, it's asking us to step up. What are the laws of human decency, respect, equality, honoring, compassion, helping, serving? It's actually calling on us all to step up to another level where we may have been locked in our own little worlds. What are the qualities that you feel are so important to us as humans? That's what's coming forward. We are the ones that we're waiting for. We are the new future. We are seeding this new future with beautiful seeds that tell the world, tell the universe, we are ready to be universal beings. We are ready to accept and follow these cosmic laws, not in a way of limiting us, but expanding us. And I leave that with you now, with love and blessings to my wonderful friends who together we are seeding the new world. The new world for our future generations. Goodbye now.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all Heart Speak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. Heart Speak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heart Speak.